The second day of Kwanzaa recognizes Kujijakalia, which means self-determination, and this year is celebrated on Wednesday, December 27. Each person must ask three basic questions. 1. Who am I? 2. Am I really who I say I am? 3. Am I all that I ought to be? These are questions of history and culture, not simply questions of personal identity. More importantly, they are questions of collective identity, born out in historical and cultural practice. And the essential quality of that practice must be the quality of self-determination. Kujijakalia is exemplified by Brooklyn-based high schoolers, Ja and Taja, when they created My Network Her, a mentorship organization for girls interested in pursuing careers in science, technology, engineering and math. According to the American Association of University Women, women make up 34% of the STEM workforce and men vastly outnumber women majoring in most STEM fields in college. There are so few women in the STEM industry, said Ja. And I know more and more young people are getting into STEM and getting into these fields where for so long have been male-dominated. Ja and Taja got the idea for the program when they learned that many top companies that had mentorship programs for their employees resulted in a happier, healthier and more productive work environment. The pair decided to bring that same model to high school as an accessible entry point for women into STEM. The My Network Her program has collaborated with organizations like Girl Up and Boba Talks to bring together world-renowned speakers across the STEM field, including microbiologist Drive. Gretchen Diaz-Munoz and TEDx speaker Danielle Tuam, Ph.D. By challenging the norms of which gender society deems are most suitable for certain career paths, the founders of My Network Her are determining for themselves their own possibilities and future. That's Kujijakalia. To read more about My Network Her, go here. Beginning Tuesday, December 26, and for the entire week of Kwanzaa, BK Reader will feature a different local organization or resident whose story this year exemplifies one of Kwanzaa's seven principles.